Welcome to episode 68's Industrial Roundup. My name's Tim Nagel. I'm the Manager of Workplace Relations Services here at BHIA. Firstly, we turn to the public sector. So biomedical engineers, the bargaining is ongoing, but we are getting closer to a settlement. In terms of general dentists, we're very close to a settlement and expect to reach one very shortly. Dental therapists, we're still waiting for the government approval process to be completed, but we anticipate that that will be upon us soon. In terms of the doctors and maintenance workers, the prospective agreements are currently with the Fair Work Commission, and we expect that approval process to continue and result in an approved agreement shortly. In terms of community health, the Health and Allied Services Agreement has reached an in-principle settlement, and so we will progress the drafting of that agreement shortly. In terms of the dietitians and audiologists agreement, we're going to resend a proposal to our members within the next week, if it has not already occurred. Also with health professionals, that has closed on the 14th of June, and we will be re-meeting with VAPA to progress those discussions. In terms of the other outstanding agreements, the dental therapist proposal has been distributed to members, and we are still anticipating sending the general dentist proposal to members within the next week or so. That's the industrial roundup for this week. Welcome to the weekly update, where we go in depth with a particular subject. My name's Tim Nagel. I'm the Manager of Workplace Relations Services here at VHIA. And joined with me today is Rem. Hello, Rem.
G'day, Tim.
As you know, Rem, the first thing we do is the mystery box. So if you could reveal the mystery box to those viewers. If you could just pick up the piece of paper and describe what you see there. Ooh. Maybe just show it to the camera.
Yeah, your undevoted love towards me.
Very close, but you unfortunately you couldn't be more wrong, Rem. So what we have here is LSL and two love hearts. So long service leave, heart two, or part two.
Good one, Tim.
Well, I'm very pleased with that. So as people will recall, we recently did a podcast where we focused on particular scenarios around the long service leave. So I think we completed about eight, and we've got a few more to go. So this podcast will focus on those remaining scenarios.
Cool.
So I don't know whether you wanted to give us one, Rem, and we'll see whether we can get through the answer.
Yeah, sure. So we're up to scenario 10. So can you talk about employer A and employer B in that scenario?
Yeah. So employer A, what's the...
Part-time.
So there's a part-timer between 2000 and 2001, and people will see this up on their screen. Yeah. They then went casual for 2002 to 2003, before returning to full-time employment with employer A between 2004 and 2005.
Okay. And then we have an employer B.
Yep.
And we have a casual employee who was there from 2006 and left in 2008.
Yep.
And then we have a part-time employee who was there from 2009 and resigned in 2018.
Yep.
Is the employee entitled to a payment when they transfer to employer B in 2006?
Yes. So that person is full-time when they transfer.
Yep.
So under the agreement, they've only completed 5 years, so they haven't reached the 10-year mark.
Yep.
So they wouldn't be entitled to any payment when they left employer A.
In 2008, is the employee entitled to long service leave when they transfer from casual to part-time employment?
Yeah, so in 2008, the employee is a casual employee, so the Act applies.
Yep.
The Act, the Long Service Leave Act doesn't recognise prior service with another employer.
Yep.
So at the point that they go to permanent part-time employment, they've only had 3 years of service.
Yep.
So they wouldn't be paid out anything, or nothing would occur.
Is the employee entitled to a payment when they resign from employer B in 2018?
Yes, so at that point they're a permanent employee,
yep,
or a part-time employee. So the agreement would apply.
Yep.
The agreement would recognise, so the mixed service provisions would apply, assuming continuity of employment and service throughout that period.
Cool.
Then both the service with employee B and employer A would all count, so they would get a total of 18 years.
Cool. So moving on to the next scenario, Tim. Scenario 11. So at employer A, we have a part-time employee from 2000 to 2001. We then have a casual employee from 2002 to 2003. And we then have a full-time employee from 2004 to 2005. At employer B, we have a casual employee from 2006 to 2008, part-time employee from 2009 to 2015, and a casual employee from 2016, where in 2018 they resign.
Yes.
Is the employee entitled to a payment when they transfer to employer B in 2006?
So when they leave employer A in 2005, they're a full-time employee, so the agreement would apply. And again, because they haven't reached that 10-year threshold, no payment would be made.
Okay. Is the employee entitled to a payment when they transfer to casual employment in 2015?
So, to answer that question, in 2015, the employee was part-time. So the agreement applied. At that point, the employment terminates when they go from part-time to casual employment. So we apply 70.8A, which when read in conjunction with 70.5B, means that the service is paid out.
Okay.
Which is for 15 years.
Yeah. Right. So is the employee entitled to a payment when they resign from their casual employment in 2018?
Yes. So... assuming continuity of employment, they're paid out 3 years of casual service under Section 57 of the Long Service Leave Act,
yeah,
as the period of continuous service in total,
yep,
so for employer B in total, exceeds 7 years.
Okay. So moving on to scenario 12, where employer A has a part-time employee from 2000 to 2012, and a casual employee from 2013 to 2016 where they resign. Is the employee entitled to a payment when they resign from part-time employment at the end of 2012?
Yes, so they're only with the one employer in these circumstances. And like the last scenario where they transferred from permanent to casual employment, the interaction between 70.8AA meant that because the 10 years had been reached and they were paid out their entitlement at that point.
Yep. So is the employee entitled to a payment when they resign from their casual employment in 2015?
So I think 2016 is when they resign, so assuming continuity of employment, they're paid out those 4 years of casual service under Section 57 of the Long Service Leave Act, as their total period of continuous service exceeds 15 years.
Okay. And was there any other questions regarding the operation of long service leave for registered nurses and midwives?
Yeah, so across this podcast and our previous podcast, we've looked at a range of scenarios.
Yep.
And these have all come up from the field through the consultation process.
Yep.
There have been some other issues raised, for instance, the interaction between 62 and 62A of the Long Service Leave Act.
Yep.
I mean, employers or health services or our members haven't had to look at the Long Service Leave Act previously, but now as people do look through those provisions, questions are being asked. So we'll include in our next implementation guide answers to those questions, such as the interaction between 62 and 62A.
Cool. And what are, so following on, I suppose, from the previous question, what are some examples?
Yeah, so it's really that sick leave, that personal leave, and the interaction between 62 and 62A that's the key,
yep,
issue that's been raised. And it's really interesting, and, you know, we won't get into the detail here, but that will be included in the implementation guide that we release.
Okay. Cool. And what about next steps?
So the next steps, VHIA and Department and also the ANMF have been discussing these scenarios and others, trying to make the next implementation guide or the second version of that implementation guide as comprehensive as possible.
Yeah.
So really that is the next steps. Well, I mean, we've been liaising with Business Victoria just to try and get some of those answers around the Long Service Leave Act and how it operates.
Yep.
So that will all be translated into an implementation guide or the second version, which will be released as soon as possible.
Okay, cool. Thanks, Tim.
Thank you for part two, or half two, of long story.